In the time that we have between now and Maariv, I just wanted to discuss with you one aspect of fast days in general that is actually relevant specifically for this time of the day on the fast. And this is a halacha that, interestingly, does not appear in Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim in the halachos of a fast, but rather it appears in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, actually in the halachos that we are covering now in the Wednesday night shiur, which relates to the halachos of giving tzedakah on the fast day. It says in Yerideya and Simin Reish Nun Vav Se'if Beis that on a tainus, that's now, so we divide up food. You give food to the poor people. And the Mechaber writes, V'chol tanis sha'achlu ha'om v'lanu v'lo choku tztaka la'aniyim. Any fast day that the people eat and they go to sleep and they did not give out tztaka to poor people, harei elu kishofchei damim. Okay, that's frightening. That's scary. That means that if you have a tanis and you don't give food, you don't give tzedakah to the poor people, it's like you are a murderer. And then Shulchan Aruch continues, this is only regarding to the giving of ready-to-eat food. In other words, I'm a murderer if I don't give the poor person bread, but if I don't give the poor person wheat or food that requires preparation, I'm not a murderer because he couldn't eat it right now. Effectively, this halacha, it's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The halacha is that the poor people are really, really hungry on the fast day. And we have a responsibility to give them food to keep them going. If we don't give them food to keep them going, so we are like murderers, that's the din. Now, there's a big problem here. The problem is that this halacha is not true only on fast days. This is true every day of the year. Right? There's a halacha of kupa and tamchoi. Basically, there are two different collection mechanisms that existed in the Jewish community, that you collect money or you collect bread and you distribute it to the poor people. And it says in regular hilchos tzedakah that if you don't give tzedakah to the poor person, you're like a shofech damim. The Gemara has a story of Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu suffered terribly. He had his arms and his legs and everything were chopped off, the Gemara in Tainis says. And why did this happen to Nachum Ish Gamzu? Says the Gemara, because one time a poor person came to Nachum Ish Gamzu, asked him for some bread, and Nachum Ish Gamzu said, wait a minute. And that minute that the poor person was waiting, so the ani dropped dead. He died because of the hunger that occurred to him in that minute. And Nachum Ish Gamzu said that is why he suffers so much, because he felt he was a murderer. That's why his arms and his legs, everything was chopped off. A terrible, terrible story about Nachum Ish Gamzu. So all year long we have to give tzedakah to a poor person. And all year long if I don't give tzedakah, it's like I'm a murderer. So what's special about a fast day? So the Achronim and Shulchan Aruch point out that there's a special halacha of tzedakah on a fast day. In addition to the tzedakah that you're obligated to give every day, on a fast day there's an additional obligation of tzedakah that's incumbent upon people, and this is the halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch, and even this new halacha of a fast day, if I don't give the tzedakah, I am like a shofech damim. That's what says in Shulchan Aruch. Many point out that this extra halacha on the fast day actually you can notice from the word ta'anis itself. You spell ta'anis, there's a tough at the beginning, right? Anyone who spells ta'anis with a tes, I have ta'anis on them, they're getting it wrong. But you spell ta'anis with a tough, right? Tough ayin nun yud, and then a tough at the end. The tough at the beginning, the end stands for taste. Taste is give. And in the middle, you give ani. Right, tanis, tough ayin nun yud, you give to the ani. That's the goal of a tanis. One of the main functions of a fast day is to give to the poor people. That is the mitzvah of tanis, that is in the word tanis itself. In fact, there is a discussion, though, about when exactly we should be giving the tzedakah to the poor people on a fast day. We just had Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha. And in addition to the Kriyas HaTorah, there is a Haftorah that we lane at Mincha. That's what they do, not here, but in every shul in the world. They have Kriyas HaTorah and Half Torah. Tosis in the beginning of the third parak, it's the first Tosis in the third parak of Megillah, Tosis asks a question like, why exactly are they laning the Half Torah at Mincha? Like, we don't usually lane the Half Torah during the week. Right? If you're going to assume that there's a special chiyuv of Haftorah in a fast day, so we should do it by Shacharis, when we usually have Haftorahs. Why do we have Haftorah at Mincha? So Tosis has an interesting point. He says, first of all, the main point of the Haftorah at Mincha is the pasuk of Shimru Mishpat Va'asu Tzedakah. In other words, give tzedakah. That's the main pasuk in the Haftorah. And Zaktosis, we lay the Haftorah at Mincha because the main time for tzedakah on a tainis is the time of Mincha. Mincha, this time of day at the end of the tainis, Tosis says, first you should give the tzedakah to the ani, then you should daven, right? And then you should say the Haftorah of Shimru Mishpat Vasut tzedakah. Because it's the end of the day, the Aniyim are really hungry. We're all hungry, but Aniyim who didn't have a full meal going into the fast are even hungrier. So we have a responsibility to give them extra, this extra gift of the tzedakah and the tainis, and this should be done at Mincha time. That's what Tosis writes in Megillah. Although Tosis writes this way in Megillah, it seems that Rashi disagrees with Tosos. Now, the problem is, it's not a Rashi, the same place where the Tosis is, so you might mess it up. But Rashi writes in Brachos on Daf Vav. Brachos on Daf Vav. The Gemara over there has a famous comment of Agra Ditanesa Tzidkasa, no? The main schar, the main reward that comes from a tainis, the main reward for a tainis is Tzidkasa, giving Staka. What does that mean? So Rashi writes, let me find the Rashi. Rashi writes, Shenosnin staka la erev leparnosas ha'aniyim shehis anu hayom. That you give staka at night so to support those aniyim who fasted today. You get the impression from Rashi that the staka that was given on the fast day was actually not given on the fast day itself. The tzedakah would be given after the fast day. It's la'aniyim shehis anu hayom, those who already fasted. So then, right, okay, you think you're hungry. After the fast, Rashi would say that what you do is, after Ma'ariv, you line up and the aniyim come and you give the aniyim tzedakah at that time after the fast. According to Tosfos, it's given at Mincha time. But according to Rashi, it's given after the fast. But both agree that the main mitzvah of tzedakah on a fast day is towards the end of the fast, either towards the end while the fast is still going on, or according to Rashi, after the fast is already over. The dispute between Rashi and Tosfos can be interpreted in a number of ways. How come according to Tosis you give the tzedakah on the fast day and according to Rashi you give the tzedakah after the fast day? It can be interpreted in another of interesting ways. Reb Ruvin Margolyos, in his creative sefer, the Margolyos Hayam. Reb Ruvin Margolyos was a librarian in Hebrew U, no? So he had access to like tons of svarim. And he would always quote these obscure books that no one ever heard of, and that's why the Sefer Margolyos Hayam and Sanhedrin is so much fun, because he's quoting books that no one ever heard of. Honestly, no one ever saw the books besides him, because he like was digging them up in the library in Hebrew U. So he digs up a number of commentaries on the Sefer HaZohar, that there's a comment in the Zohar that you're not supposed to give tzedakah at night. By the Mekubalim, they're very machmir on this. Know that they only give tzedakah by Shacharis and Mincha, but by Ma'ariv, you don't give tzedakah. That's against Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tzedakah that you should give tzedakah before each tefillah of the day, but the Mekubalim don't give tzedakah at night. It says in the Sefer Kaf HaChayim, which is like a Sfaradi halacha sefer that quotes a lot of Kabbalah, that the Ariza was extremely machmir never to give tzedakah at night. Nighttime is considered the time of din, and tzedakah is a mitzvah that brings on rachamim, and if you try to do rachamim at the time of din, that creates terrible stuff in the upper spheres, that creates like shatnas in the world, and I'm too young to understand any of this heebie-jeebie stuff, but you'll all die. Right? That's basically the idea that the Zohar is saying. So Reb Ruvra Margolyes points out from some of these commentaries on the Zohar that he thinks that there's really a machlokas Rashi and Taisus. There's Rashi holds that you give tzedakah at night. So Rashi's not into the Kabbalah stuff. But Tosis is saying that you give tzedakah during the day. So I find that to be interesting, but not all that, like, I don't know what to do with it. It doesn't make that much sense to me. Rather, I'd like to take this in a slightly different direction. Why is it that according to Rashi you give tzedakah at night, and according to Tosis you give tzedakah during the day? There is a big machlokas regarding fast days. This fast day of Shavuos or Betamos, all the fast days, I refer to Aser B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia, right, and Tisha B'Av. I'm not talking about Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is different. But all the fast days that we observe, all the communal fast days, are these fast days primarily based on Avelos? Are these days based on mourning? Or are these days not based on mourning, rather they are based on tshuva? It's a fundamental question that we have to ask. Why is it that we engage in a fast on a day like today? Is it because of avelos? By Tisha B'Av, obviously, we do avelos. We sit on the floor, right? We don't wash, etc. Are these other fast days also based on avelos? But it's not full-fledged avelos. It's a little bit of avelos. We don't eat and drink only. Again, even though an avel does eat and drink, but in order to connect us to the events that happened so long ago, we need something to make us feel bad, so not eating and drinking makes us feel bad. Is the pshat because it's avelos? Or maybe the reason why we fast is not because of avelos, rather it's because of tshuva. Rather, the idea is that the tainus is supposed to inspire us to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are the two possibilities that are formulated. Many point out, many Rishonim, the Ran and the Ritva in Megillah, they point out that the fast days are based on Avelos. That's why, for example, if a fast day falls out on Shabbos, so Ma'acharin velo Makdimin, no? You observe the fast on Sunday, not earlier, not on Friday or Thursday. Why not? Because Avelos, we have a principle of Akdumi Peranusa Lo Makdaminon, bad things we try to delay, we try to push off longer. So Avelos, we delay, we don't want to have Avelos, so therefore, you know what, we'll do it on Sunday rather than before, rather than on Thursday or Friday. Tainus Esther is a happy fast day, that's why we fast beforehand, right? When Tainus Esther falls on the Shabbos, you fast earlier. Okay. We have other halachos that seem to indicate that the fast days are based on avelos. There's a din. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainus that on a fast day, now a fast day in this context, I mean those days that people would fast when there was no rain in Eretz Yisrael, and they'd fast in order to get rain. So on a fast day, you would daven shachar, you daven ma'ariv shachris mincha. Ni'ilah Ma'ariv. No, we think of Ni'ilah as being a tefillah for Yom HaKippurim, but really the Gemara says that Ni'ilah is a tefillah for a Tainus Tzibur. No, that's what the Gemara says. Ni'ilah, right, is davened on those days when we're fasting for rain. How come we didn't say Ni'ilah today? How come there's no Ni'ilah in Shavuos or Betamos? How come there's no Ni'ilah on Tisha B'Av and on Aser B'Teves? The answer is, says the Ran and the Ritva, that these days are based on Avelos. And Ni'ilah is a tefillah that comes for additional tshuva, right? That's the whole purpose of Ni'ilah. We're saying the piyutim of tshuva again and again and again, right? It has nothing to do with Avelos, it's all about tshuva. So on a day that is about Avelos, we don't say Ni'ilah. That is the standard approach in Rishonim. But when you open the Rambam, right? I always like to say over that all the problems in Judaism began with the Rambam. Everything made so much sense until the Rambam decides to interpret stuff his own way. Okay, that's the way it is. But the Rambam, you open up Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, and then again in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tainis, and then again Perek Hay of Hilchos Tainis, the Rambam writes that Yesh Yomim Li Yisrael Shemis Anin Bahem Ibnei Hatzoro She'iru. There are certain days that we fast because of the tragedies that befell us. And the Rambam then writes V'lif Toach Dalsos HaTshuva. The idea of the fast is to bring us to tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole drasha where he explained that for the Rambam there are two things that trigger tshuva. There is chait, you do a sin, you have to do tshuva. And there's also another thing that should trigger tshuva, and that is tzaros. When bad things are happening to Klal Yisrael, that should inspire tshuva. And the tshuva that comes about because of tzaros, in some ways, has to be a much more complete tshuva. Because if it's because of a chait, presumably you know the averis that you did wrong. But the tzaros, I don't know what it is that really caused these tzaros. Whatever the bad things going on for the Jewish people are, I don't know what caused them. Says the Rambam, right, when tzaros before Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of harayotzen b'chatzotzos, you have to blow the trumpets. Right? And there's also a din of tshuva. There's a requirement to do tshuva. And the Rambam speaks about tshuva in the context of these fast days rather than about avelos. Now, obviously, the Rambam also holds that when Shavuos and Matamos falls on Shabbos, you don't push it earlier. But for the Rambam, the avelos aspects are really subordinate to the real aspect of Shavuos and Matamos, which is the aspect of tshuva. So what does this have to do with Rashi versus Tosis, with whether the tzedakah is given during the day or whether the tzedakah is given at the end? So it has to do with the following idea. Tzedakah is connected to tshuva. Especially if the idea of a fast day is that we're not yet engaged in tshuva, but the idea is liftoach dalsos hatshuva, to open up and to begin the tshuva process. There are many statements in Chazal, and the Chofetz Chaim quotes these in the Sefer Avos Chesed, a whole paragraph, many say in Chazal that tzedakah begins the tshuva process. So tzedakah and tshuva are connected. So if it's based on tshuva, I could understand that you give the tzedakah on the fast day itself. But if it's based on avelos, tzedakah has nothing to do with avelos. When you're in mourning, there's no special obligation of giving tzedakah. It has nothing to do with anything. Rather, Rashi says that you give tzedakah after the fast day. Why did I give the tzedakah after the fast day? Because the entire fast day, my goal is avelos. That's true. But, zukt Rashi, you know what? At the end of the fast day, so you've been involved in avelos the whole time. So now you need some take-home message. You need something that remains with you. What is it that remains with you? Tzedakah. Do it. It doesn't make sense to do it on the day itself. Rather, I do it at the end. The goal of a day like a Shavuos or Batamuz is, whether it's avelos or whether it's tshuva, there has to be some practical outcome. And at the end of the day, that practical outcome is the aspect of giving tzedakah. Tzedakah is really the most important aspect of the fast. That's why the Gemara in Brachos says, Agrid Tanisa Tzidkasa. The main thing, just like in that Gemara, there's many others. There's Agra de Pirka Rihata, right? The schar that you get for going to a shir is running to the shir. Rashi actually has the little nasty comment. He says, you don't get schar for going to the shir itself because no one understands the shir, right? You only get the reward for running there, for hurrying up and trying to be there. But the main idea is the tzedakah. Why is the tzedakah the main idea? Because tzedakah is the one take-home message that we have at the end of the fast. Rabbi Yosef Engel adds a dimension to this. Rabbi Yosef Engel adds, he says that one could argue that the fast day that I'm doing, I'm not really lishma. I saved a lot of money today, no? I didn't pay for any food. And if I didn't pay for any food today, and I probably lost a couple of pounds, which also my wife won't mind that, right? So the fact is that maybe, right, my fast isn't lishma. Maybe I don't really mean it. Maybe I'm only doing it to save a few dollars. Therefore, I give tzedakah on the fast day because I'm taking the money that I should have spent on food and I'm giving it to tzedakah. And the Rishonim have the lashon of miyut chelbi v'dami is like a carbon in that sense. That's why nidrei tainis might be like nidrei hekdesh according to the Ravid. But the idea is that by giving money to tzedakah at the end of the fast day, it's not just I'm keeping that ani alive, but the idea is that I am demonstrating that my fast, that I really meant it, that it's really a lishma aspect. The Gemara that says that the main idea of a tainus is tzedakah is something that I think we should all focus on, and if there's one thing that should be a take-home message at the end of a fast day, whether the fast is based on avelos, whether it's based on tshuva, but the fact is avelos and tshuva are connected. The last Ramon Hilchos Avelos says, v'hachai yitein alibo, the idea of going through avelos is always to do some sort of tshuva. But how do we begin the process? We begin the process right after the fast day, or right at the end of the fast day when we give tzedakah. The